guys have beaten your last four opponents by at least 23 points. How do you guard against overconfidence and complacency going into a game of this magnitude?
Well, the most important thing is to prepare. Prepare well, practice very hard, and put yourself in a good situation to play fast.
Will you watch the game tonight between Dallas and Washington?
I won't.
No?
No.
You never watch games? Or?
I mean, if it's a late night game, no, I'm trying to go to sleep.
You dealt with the noise in Seattle last year. This year, how much will that help the scene in the second year in a row?
Being familiar with the environment helps, you know. I think it's a great stadium, and I'm looking forward for us to just go out there and play fast.
You guys have basically nailed every test you have faced this year, and obviously a tough one coming up in Seattle, and then having that long stretch out on the West Coast, you know, against the Rams as well. How tough is these next 2 weeks?
Oh, they're very important, and they're tough because they're our next two games. They're in front of us, so we need to prepare well, have great focus, and play hard.
Because you guys have been kind of blowing by teams recently, Seattle looks like it's going to be a lot tougher competition for you guys, Rams as well. Do you feel like it's going to give you guys the challenge that you need for the playoffs down the line?
Well, we just focus on whatever's in front of us. When we get out there, we think every team's a very capable team in the NFL, so we just want to focus and execute all our, you know, assignments.
So if you're not going to watch the game tonight, then I guess when you wake up tomorrow morning and you see the guys in points, like, how will you react if that happens?
Well, still got to get prepared to play Seattle and handle our business up there. So that's what my focus is, you know. Whatever we do here as an organization, whatever's communicated, that's great. But we still got to go out there Sunday and handle business.